Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor at Denver Bible Church. Today we'll be playing the audio from the sixth undercover abortion video. These viral videos have had now millions of views. They've, of course, been covered by all the major media outlets in the U.S. and many around the world. And this one is not exactly an undercover video. It is an interview with Holly O'Donnell. Now, it does include undercover footage, for example, here at the Denver Planned Parenthood abortion mill of abortionist Savita Gindi. So there is some undercover aspect to this, but the audio is a bit easier to hear. It's an interview with Holly O'Donnell, and we heard from her back in, I believe it was video number 3. We're now up to video number 6. She was the STEM Express employee who had no idea. She's a phlebotomist. She draws blood normally. She was hired by STEM Express to go into Planned Parenthood. And when she saw what she had to do to take baby parts out, to harvest parts of babies who were just killed, she actually fainted. She fell to the ground, fainted on her first day. She woke up in the recovery room of the abortion clinic. And one of the abortion staff said, oh, don't worry, that happens to a number of them. So this video will be an interview with Holly O'Donnell about the background of what she saw while working in these Planned Parenthood abortion mills. Before we do that, a couple things. I'd like to play for you. Now, it's a little difficult to play the audio of a 2-minute video that has no narration. It's just a soundtrack. But I'll read to you and describe for you what's on this video. But this is our own contribution to the undercover abortion video phenomenon, the viral videos. So we released this, 5 days ago, 6 days ago, and it now has about 6,500 views. And remember, Bob and Yurt Live is on a single radio station. I mean, there were years when we were on in 80 cities around the country, from Honolulu to Orlando, Florida. That was a lot of fun. Well, for financial reasons, we backed off of that, and we air now. We're so thankful to air on the nation's number one most powerful Christian radio station, and in fact, Colorado's most powerful radio station, AM 670 KLTT. So we released this video just a week ago. It's over 6,000 views. We're thankful for that. So we're going to play that, but then also an announcement again for this Friday evening. If you're in the Denver area, a film is going to be shown at the regular monthly meeting of the Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship. The film is A Matter of Faith. It's a movie. It's a very well done, high quality production value movie. You'll love it. If you saw God's Not Dead and enjoyed that, you'll love this. And you might want to bring family members or friends who are questioning the existence of God or evolution or do we need a creator or isn't Darwinism true? Isn't it proved? And on our college campuses and even at some level in our high schools, if you doubt evolution, you can easily be mocked, ridiculed, made to feel like you're insignificant. And that's by the people who believe in tolerance, diversity, free speech, and respect of all views and all. So that is 7 o'clock Friday night at, let's see, it's 5900 East Yale Avenue. So south of downtown on I-25 to Yale, head east, maybe a half a mile or so on the right side. Just Calvary Apostolic Church, beautiful church. So we should have a wonderful time. Dr. Anthony Harper will give a short talk on evolution's influence on psychology. And then we see the film, A Matter of Faith. Can't wait. I'll be there. Of course, Lord willing. I mean, the Lord could return in the meantime. But Lord willing, we plan to be there and hope to see you there. Okay, now, this first video we're going to listen to together. It's just a soundtrack. But the title is, and this was released on our web channel, YouTube, search for Bob and Yurt. You'll see our web channel. Our goal was 100,000 views by the end of the year, and we're at about 85,000 views. So we're on target to reach our goal. This is somewhat new for us. We should have had a YouTube channel for the last 10 years, but we didn't. You know, we're busy trying to take over the world. A dear friend who just retired from IBM after 35 years or so, Larry Wolf, said, "Bob, you need a YouTube channel, and I'll do it for you. I'll help you." So Larry's been building our YouTube channel with our material, and we're just so thankful. We put up the talk I gave at Pepperdine University early this summer on theistic evolution, and that's about a 40-minute talk, 44 minutes, and it's over 500 views. So it's as though for the 50, 60, maybe 70 people that came to our talks there in Malibu, it's as though another 500 people attended. And that is the beauty of technology. So this two-minute video is titled "Worst Abortion Video Yet, Intact Living Fetus." Now think about what was just said. The David Dalyden undercover videos, they're harvesting baby parts. Planned Parenthood is a wholesaler. They're wholesaling baby parts to a supplier who then retails them. And they are getting more money for intact babies. If the fetus is aborted and it's intact, then they're getting more money for that specimen, they call it, that line item. And these videos are with high-profile executives from Planned Parenthood, VPs and presidents of their medical council and so on, and holding positions with not only their large regional abortion centers, but also with Planned Parenthood Federation of America. So when Savita Gindi said, well, if these intact, they're talking about the value, the money they can get from an intact specimen. That means a baby that's not dismembered. Most of the babies they kill are dismembered. So Savita, you could see the dollar signs in her eyes flashing. And she realizes, well, if these intact babies are worth more, she said, some of these women, they deliver in the abortion mill before we have time to get to the procedure. So how could that be? I mean, how does that happen? Well, it's because to begin to prepare for the abortion procedure, the suction, aspiration, abortion, or whatever technique they use, they use something called laminaria, and they go for a dilation that enables the baby to be extracted. Well, if the woman starts dilating, then the baby might just come out. And if the baby just comes out, there's a good chance that that baby is still alive. And Savita sees dollar signs. Because the baby is intact, she's going to get more money for it. Maybe she's saving up for a Lamborghini also, like one of her associates. And Savita Gindi, she makes hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You could go to kgov.com. We link to an article about our Denver Bible Church protest. We have a Denver Bible Church response to Planned Parenthood video number 4. And so we had about 50 people out last Sunday at 1 o'clock at Savita Gindi's house. And we took a photo of everybody. And it was on a reasonably busy street. And with signs you could read from a block away, Savita, abortionist, Savita Gindi lives here. Savita, turn state's evidence. And about 30 other large signs. And about 50 people altogether. 1 hour protest. In fact, Lord willing, we plan to do that once a week for a month. So if you would like to participate, you could find out from Colorado Right to Life where to go, or Denver Bible Church. I don't want to give the address on the air. Or you could attend Denver Bible Church Sunday morning, this Sunday We have communion planned at church. And then after church, join a caravan, and we'll head out to Savita Gindi's home. So this video is titled, Worst Abortion Video Yet, Intact Living Fetus. Do you get that? Intact Living Fetus. Because if the baby is delivered in an abortion mill before they have time to dismember it, there's a good chance that the baby is living. That's what Savita's talking about with the dollar signs in her eyes. So this video title goes on, Don't Just Defund Planned Parenthood, Shut Them Down. And it sounded in the presidential debate like, well, it sounded like Mike Huckabee was reading the text from our video. That's what it sounded like. When he said, forget about defunding Planned Parenthood. That's not a game changer. We got to shut them down. We got to stop abortion. We got to stop the killing of innocent children. But let's listen to the soundtrack, and I'll read for you the text on the screen and describe it. Recent undercover videos reveal that Planned Parenthood gets more money for selling fully intact fetuses. The following footage shows a baby in the same situation described by abortionist Savita Gindi as delivered prematurely at the clinic. This video shows such a precious living baby, and this couldn't be more horrific. Let's continue. So now we're going to go to footage of a baby in the hand of a medical assistant with a glove on. And the baby is fully alive, fully intact, moving. This pregnancy was aborted. And this is tissue? Let's pause this. The text that comes on the screen says this. A clinic in Brazil abusing an intact living fetus. And so this baby is, according to Dr. Patrick Johnston from Ohio, the director of the Association of Pro-Life Physicians, he said, based on this baby's size from the crest of his head to his backside, about 2.5 inches, and based on the proportion of the head to the body, this baby is approximately 10 weeks. So this is about a 10-week-old baby. The abortions that Planned Parenthood does, they don't do abortions in the first days, the first few weeks. They don't do that. This is a typical abortion. They do it much later than this. But this is a typical abortion where the baby, we know from The Silent Scream, Eclipse of Reason, the baby desperately tries to get away from the suction machine. The baby's heartbeat triples, till it practically pounds out of his chest and the baby's body's ripped apart by Planned Parenthood. Well, in this case, this pregnancy was aborted, it was ended, and somehow this baby was delivered fully intact and alive. That's what we see. So now let's continue. You see the baby, obviously completely alive. The baby is moving. The baby is moving his arms and his legs, his head. And this is, let's play our video. The baby is being manhandled. Then we cut to a screen with Savita Gindi, a screenshot. And this is a Planned Parenthood abortionist from here in Denver, Savita Gindi. And they're talking about harvesting baby body parts and selling them. And she says, sometimes if someone delivers before we are able to see them for a procedure, then we are intact. Get what she's saying? Well, she's saying if we haven't gotten to the baby first, you got a fully intact baby. If we get to him first, he's dismembered. He's torn up in pieces. But if we get to him first, we are intact. That baby's worth a lot more money. And if they deliver the baby before the abortionist tears the baby apart, the baby's alive. So this baby that you're seeing in this two-minute video, this is a baby in the circumstance that's described by Savita Gindi, So let's continue. So we go back to the baby, and the text on the screen says, of course, this is a baby. You see the baby next. Oh, now this, I don't know who it is. You only see the hands, the gloved hands, but they're just manhandling the baby. They're twisting the umbilical cord off of this little baby, just twisting it off and taking the baby away. So now there's text on the screen, and the text says this. George H.W. Bush began the Title X funding for family planning. George H.W. Bush, right? Bush, the first President Bush. George W. Bush, the second President Bush, gave Planned Parenthood $1 billion more than did Bill Clinton. Notice the Bush family, they're supposed to be pro-life, right? $1 billion more than Clinton did. George W. Bush gave them about $2 billion. Until 2014, Jeb Bush sat on the board of a foundation that gave tens of millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood. And the last of the four bullets on this screen, Roe v. Wade was written by a Republican Justice Blackmun, and passed by a Republican majority. And there's a source for all that information. It's kgov.com/PP funding, Planned Parenthood funding. Now, we could continue the music, but the point of this is these videos typically criticize the Democrats. That's low-hanging fruit. It's the Republicans who claim to be pro-life who give Planned Parenthood billions of dollars. They're the reason abortion is still legal in America. It's because of the church and the Republican Party. So now the text scrolls. With the viral body parts videos, America has run out of excuses. The abortion clinic says that they are merely removing tissue, but tissue does not have a heart, lungs, arms, and legs. Planned Parenthood is killing babies. Everyone knows that. Even Denver abortionist Savita Gindi said in an undercover video exposing the illegal sale of harvested body parts, quote, it is a baby. There's nothing wrong with trying to defund Planned Parenthood, but closing down Planned Parenthood and ending abortion will never occur if public outrage is always squandered. Efforts to merely defund and to regulate child killing have predictably backfired. A baby is a person made in God's image, so we must fight now not only to defund, but to abolish abortion. We must protect each child by love and by law. And then comes the final screen with the logos of the organizations that support this video. Abolish Human Abortion, AHA. American Right to Life. Personhood USA. Colorado Right to Life. Real Science Radio. And we were thrilled for Real Science Radio to be welcomed among those groups. And then you could get more information at kgov.com/abortion. And that link is clickable. So even though they're watching a video, if they're at that point of the video, at the end of the video, and they go to click on that link, the link is active and they'll go right to our website to the page we have /abortion, kgov.com/abortion. So what we're going to do now is go to the audio, and we'll try to play it without interrupting so you could hear most of it. This is Holly O'Donnell, formerly with STEM Express. This is the sixth in the series of the Planned Parenthood videos showing inhuman treatment, poor treatment of women, whether women give their consent or not, their babies' bodies are harvested and wholesaled. Planned Parenthood, the baby body part wholesaler. So let's go right to this audio with Holly O'Donnell.
She told me, she's like, it's not an option. Like, it's a demand. That's what your job is. There are times where they would just take what they want. And these mothers don't know. And there's no way they would know.
Human Capital, Episode 2.
when you first go to the clinic, what you do in STEM Express is you go to the head nurse and you tell them if there's something you need. So let's say that day I needed a certain gestated fetus. So let's say I need a 15-week fetus for some reason. So I go, I'm like, hey, I'm looking for a 15-week fetus today. If could you let your staff know? I was like, oh yeah, we'll let you know. Each procurement tech usually has an assigned clinic that you want to build a relationship with at your Planned Parenthood, because, you know, you have to have really good communication. So Megan was at B Street with Sarah. Jessica had San Jose's Alameda. I had Stockton and Fresno. Fresno was in, actually an alley. The areas like Fresno where it's dirt cheap and the area is not good. There were so many. I would work for 8 hours and there would be 40 something patients. It really wore me down. It's the environment. It's morbid. Like, you can feel it. You can hear screaming. You can hear crying. Like, so they give you a sheet and it's everybody for that day who's coming in for an ultrasound, who's coming in for an abortion, medical or late term abortion. And we basically walk around the clinic and make sure that we have time, we consent them, we take them in the room or meet them in the chair. Some women they come in, they do a test, and then you find out they're pregnant. Then you can consent them. So pregnancy tests are potential pregnancies, therefore potential specimens. So it's just taking advantage of the opportunities. The fetus, the fetal tissues remains is a POC, which stands for product of conception.
Brain, heart,
specimen
lungs.
Specimen is what I would obtain from it. So POC, product of conception, specimen is what I would procure. I would set up my laptop, and then you would log into the task page, log into AIM Instant Messenger. You would go get the gestation sheet from the head nurse, and you would see how many opportunities you had on the sheet. So then you would report that. The task page would just list the tissue, where it's to be sent, and then the number of specimens in equal. And so we all had access to edit that page. So if there was, they said we needed a liver, 17 weeks, John Hopkins or Stanford, Berkeley, whatever it was. And it said specimens. Well, if I got that, I would put my initials. So I'd edit it, put 1HO. So that way, if we needed one, that's already cleared for that day. So everybody would log in and you would say, oh, there are 24 appointments today, 10 tissue opportunities, 8 blood sample opportunities, first patient at 8. So then I would wait for certain girls to come in. I would look for an opportunity to consent. So that would mean, like, after they go in, they get registered to nurse, go sit down. That would be a great opportunity for me to, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Come in, shut the door, STEM Express, had a consent form. We'd have to initial, you know, I'm certified, I'm donating, I know I'm not going to be reimbursed or compensated. I know this is for disease research. I'm consent. I've already consented that I am going to get an abortion. Yeah, no. That doesn't happen all the time. Some of these women don't know if they're going to get an abortion. Some don't even, they're not 100% they're going to get it done. Didn't know a lot about Dr. Berman, this other than he worked for Planned Parenthood. There were actually comments made about him. He had a reputation for going viciously fast. Like, if we didn't watch him, we would lose our specimens. It was that fast. If there wasn't a girl in the room, he would get mad. He would pace the hallways if there wasn't something to do. Like, it's almost like he wanted to do it. And that made me really concerned. And how fast he was going with these women. And I felt bad. Like, there was a few times to where if he was working and I had a girl who did not want to get it, but she, you know, she felt she had to, I wanted to tell her, do not go to this clinic. When I imagine, because I've seen abortions, I imagine him literally going into the room, lifting the covers, going in, grabbing, and walking out. Like, that's how fast it is. It's ridiculous. I was the only person who was a licensed CPT-1, a licensed phlebotomy technician. But the other individuals were drawing blood in the clinics. The coworkers I had, they would not consent the donors. If there was a higher gestation and the technicians needed it, there are times where they would just take what they want. And these mothers don't know. And there's no way they would know. There were times where, I remember one time it was the Fresno Clinic, and that was the most high volume clinic we have, lots of abortions, lots. And I had a very gestated woman that was a LAMS patient. So LAMS patients, it's a 2-day process. So they take a certain material, they come in, they insert it into the uterus to expand it, and then you come the next day, they take it out so they can extract the fetus.
Laminaria.
So I consented her, and she said no, and I'm fine with that. I'm not going to press anybody. I'm not going to consent a girl who's throwing up from the abortion medication. That's not who I am. And she said no, and the next day, Jessica came, and she's like, oh, that high gestated girl, you have to get her, make sure you get her. I'm like, oh, I already consented her yesterday. She's not comfortable. And she looked at me like, okay, walked out, took her into the room, and she came back out, and she was holding all these tubes. And all I said to her was, what do you say to her to get that blood? She's like, nothing. I'm like, so basically you just went in there and took her blood, and you're going to be taking her fetus without her knowing. So, yeah, it's just, that's terrifying. Like, imagine if you were an abortion patient and someone was going in and stealing your baby's parts.
Well, it's a lot worse
than
kill your baby.
And half these women are already on edge as it is, you know, so it's terrible. The women I worked for were cold. Just cold, they don't care. They just wanted their money, they didn't care that the girl was throwing up in the trash can, crying. And even there are times to when the patients would ask me, like, they would come in and be crying, like, should I do this? Should I be doing this? And what, from my personal view, I'm very pro-life, and I would tell them, like, run, like, go, like, you'll figure something out. You don't want to do this.
Okay, stop the tape. So, you know, the abolish human abortion guys, they have such a great point that, well, before Planned Parenthood could sell the body parts, they have to kill the baby. And isn't that really the big problem? That they're killing the baby. This is just a secondary, opportunistic way of telling the world that they're just brutal. They're butchers. God bless you.